This is Kids Quest, a video game for your ears. Hey there, listeners. Welcome to Kids Quest, your gateway to the fantastic world of podcast gaming. Let your ears and your imagination take you to enchanting places, where you'll have epic battles, exciting treasure hunts, craft magical spells, gain amazing abilities, build incredible structures, and solve tricky puzzles. Just like in your favorite video games. Only this time, my voice and stunning sound effects will guide you as you immerse yourself in the virtual gaming worlds crafted by Kids Quest. Now, imagine putting on an invisible gaming headset. Feel the excitement as you turn the invisible dial from off to blast off. With each twist, you'll leave the ordinary behind and zoom into the extraordinary world of Kids Quest. Keep turning the dial. Here you are, in a big green forest. You are Barkley, a brave beaver with a shiny coat and friendly eyes. The trees of the forest dance in the wind, and the birds sing merry songs just for you. But that weird buzzing sound is like an annoying thorn in your paw. It just doesn't belong. You stand tall and ready, your paws and teeth perfect for building amazing structures, and your powerful tail ready to slap away anyone or anything intending to trouble your forest friends. As you tiptoe forward, your whiskers twitch and your nose wrinkles at the smell of something not nice. Metal and oil. You see two big clumsy machines with spider legs called tree terrors. They are as tall as elephants. Their thin arms feature sharp, spinning saw blades. They're chopping down trees as if they're breaking toys with the help of the whirring blades. The tree terrors have one big red eye surrounded by special arms that zap and scare away animals and birds. It's like these weapons have their own little lightning bolts. You are brave and won't turn your back on such wrongdoing. These tree terrors must be destroyed. The forest must be saved. Your life bar on the top left is a vibrant green, full of energy, and your power bar right below it is charged up, ready to support your fight. You launch into the fight with a swift tail swipe attack on the legs of the nearest machine. Your tail connects, causing the metal monster to wobble. But it quickly smacks you with the flat of its blade, and your life bar takes a hit. A whirring blade slashes at you. You jump high, narrowly avoiding its sharp edges. You pick up a rock and with all your might throw it at the drone's big red eye. It hits right on target, shaking the terror. Two of them corner you and come at you with their saw blades that moments ago were butchering a tree. You dash to the left, then quickly duck under a swipe. You know what to do next. They won't see this coming. With a powerful leap, you execute a tail slam move. Your mighty tail whips down like a falling tree, hitting the earth with a thud that echoes through the forest. The force of your tail slam sends ripples through the ground, making leaves flutter and small stones jump, showing just how strong you really are. However, the move uses up a lot of the energy in your power bar. The tree terrors lose their footing and bang into each other. You use the opportunity, delivering a high swipe attack with your paws, raking at their metal bodies and slashing them open. their arms shoot out and deliver an electric zap that floors you. Your life bar dips lower. You slide under a bush, just in time to avoid their spidery legs slamming down on you. Life can throw big challenges at you, just like those spidery legs. But remember, there's always a way to slide through and keep going. They tear at your cover, shredding it to pieces like they're ripping up sheets of paper. You watch as your once safe hiding disappears, leaving you exposed. You dash away, feeling the air rush past you. You pick up rocks and throw it at their eyes, which you are certain is their weak point. But they miss this time, sailing past the machines as they chase you. One attacker makes a successful hit from behind. Your life bar dips lower. Angered, you let loose another tail slam. The vibrations stun two pursuers, their lights flickering. However, they are relentless. Even though you're moving quickly and carefully, another one lands a hit, making you stumble. Your life bar empties, and everything goes black for a moment. But this isn't the end for you, Barclay. You respawn and reappear at the edge of the clearing, life bar renewed. You shake off the defeat, your spirit unbroken. You jump back into the fight, and with all your might, you give the nearest machine a big, strong swat, making it wobble and shake. Sharp blades and zingy electric shocks come your way. You leap over a swiping saw and duck to dodge another's zap. Sometimes life is about jumping over obstacles and ducking under troubles. It's not about never falling, but about how quickly you get back up. With renewed determination, you throw two rocks which hit the glowing red eyes of the tree terrors. Another tail slam from you sends shockwaves through the ground and toppling one of the spidery machines. Sparks fly everywhere and its legs twitch for a moment before it becomes motionless. You have ended its rule of terror. You weave through the trees, evading every zap and swipe from the remaining enemy, keeping your life bar intact. You find a large branch, which you swing with all your strength against the legs of your pursuer. It makes a loud thud as it connects and causes the big machine to stumble. A final powerful tail slam shatters the cruel red eye, and the machine can no longer hurt the forest or your friends. 20 red maple leaves appear out of thin air and rush towards your life bar. It is longer now. What a fantastic gameplay reward for your efforts. Best of all, the surroundings are peaceful once more, for now. As you wander deeper into the forest, you spot something really weird. Some trees and bushes are covered in a sticky, hard goo-like substance. When you come across something strange or new, it's okay to feel unsure. The bravest thing you can do is to ask questions and learn more. You investigate. The cursed matter is hard as glass, and it is making it hard for the plants to grow and breathe. You have heard of it. It's called gloom glaze. You look at it and think, this isn't right. I need to fix this. You have a big heart and a brave spirit, so when you see a mess, you put on your hero cap and start cleaning it up yourself. You know that taking care of problems right away is what true heroes do. With big swipes of your tail, you start to crack and shatter it, bit by bit. It's really hard work, but you see the plants start to smile and breathe again, which makes you super happy. Every section you clear gifts you a red maple leaf. You keep moving. You discover an ancient tree bathed in a blue glow with special writing on it. This glowing tree is a save point, a magical spot where you can pause and save your gaming adventure. It remembers how far you've come, so if you need a break, you can start right back here next time. It also fills up your life and energy bars. It's like a cozy rest spot in the middle of your big quest. Feeling all powered up and brave, you keep going. Sure, everything's calm now, but you might be called upon at any moment to protect the forest. Then you see it. A huge pile of fallen trees blocking your way. They're all tangled up and covered in the super sticky gloom glaze. It's the worst you've seen. You try to use your strong tail to break the gloom glaze, swinging and hitting it with all your might. But it's just too hard and won't crack or move. You push and pull at the trees, trying your very best. But the gloom glaze is like a stubborn wall, not budging at all. Every problem has a solution, just like every puzzle piece fits somewhere. With patience and courage, you'll find your way through any challenge. You pull up the game menu by pressing X and click on the button that says Maps. The area past the barrier of corrupted trees is large and greyed out. The gloom glaze is stopping you from going forward and exploring this new game area. You exit the menu and return to the game. To get past and keep helping, you'll need to find a new way, some new power, or a clever trick to get through this dark, twisty barrier. What should I do next? You wonder. Suddenly, a bunch of little squirrels scamper up to you, their eyes wide and their tiny paws all fidgety. Barkley! Barkley! They squeak in tiny voices full of worry. A big, mean machine has been bullying us. It destroyed our barn and took all our acorns. They huddle together, their little whiskers trembling. And it might come back any time. We need a strong, safe place to keep our acorns and hide from that nasty mecha drone. Your heart swells with sympathy for the helpless creatures. You just have to help them. You nod, understanding how important this is. Also, you're really good at building things. Don't worry, little friends, you say. I'll help you build a new barn, stronger and safer than ever before. Together, we'll make sure you're safe from the mecha drone. The squirrel's eyes light up with hope, and they chatter excitedly. Let's get building. You get right to work, using your beaver skills to the fullest. First, you use your powerful tail to pat down the dirt, making the ground nice and firm. Then, you find the biggest sticks and logs from the broken barn and drag them with your strong beaver teeth to make a strong base. You place them carefully, one by one, making sure they're just right. Next, you stack more sticks on top, weaving them together like a big puzzle. You even use your tail slam to make everything fit just right. The squirrels watch you, their eyes wide with wonder. They decide they want to help too. They scurry around, finding the smallest twigs and leaves to fill in any gaps. They're really good at finding the best building stuff. You all laugh and work, the sound of your building filling the forest. It's hard work, but it's also a lot of fun, especially with your new squirrel friends helping. Together, you're not just fixing a barn. You're building a cozy, safe place for all the acorns and making the forest feel like a happy home again for your little friends. Soon, the little barn looks better and better. It's stronger and nicer than before. The squirrels scurry around, gathering piles of acorns with their tiny paws, and excitedly roll them back into the barn for safekeeping. The squirrels are so happy, they chatter and jump around. To say thank you, the oldest squirrel gives you a special golden maple leaf. It's shiny and feels like it's filled with forest magic. You eat it, and your life bar becomes longer. Congrats on the power up, Barkley. You smile, feeling really proud and happy. A faint buzzing grows louder and louder, and the air tingles with a scary whirring noise. They look at each other with wide, worried eyes as they realize the mechadrone, a flying menace, is swooping closer. The squirrels huddle together in fear, their tiny eyes wide and paws trembling as the ominous buzz of the approaching drone fills the air. When you see your friends are scared or in trouble, just like the squirrels, stand by them and help them feel safe. It's time to prepare for battle, you mutter under your breath. That's a wrap on today's episode, adventurers. But don't worry, your podcast gaming journey with Barkley isn't over yet. More excitement awaits in our next episode, so be sure to hit that follow and subscribe button. Peek into the show notes for ways to connect with us. Spread the fun by sharing this show on social media and tell other parents and kids about Barkley's brave adventures. Sharing your favorite things, like this show, is like sharing a piece of happiness. When you share, you make the world a little brighter for someone else. Let's invite everyone to join in. Keep on playing, keep on exploring, and together let's build an awesome gaming community. Until our next adventure, stay curious.